Chapter 1. The Great Hall stank of lies, perfume, spiced wine, roast meat, and under it all the sharp, sour tang of fear. I stood on the dais, my smile feeling like it might crack my own face. Control. It was the only thing that mattered. This whole mating ceremony forced alliance. It was a cage. A necessary one. But a cage all the same. My eyes scanned the room. I wasn't looking at the laughing delegates. I wasn't listening to the too loud music. I was hunting. I scanned for a knife hidden in a sleeve. I scanned for a shoulder that was too tense. I scanned for a single scent of deceit that didn't belong. Because I could smell it all. It was my gift, my curse. And it was the only thing I trusted. Ever since before. Alpha Rhys. I turned. My smile tightened. Alpha Kale. The visiting Alpha. He was a bull of a man, all broad shoulders and a loud, arrogant laugh. He smelled of pine and ego. A fine celebration, he boomed, clapping my shoulder. I fought the urge to rip his hand off. He's too close. This is a vulnerability. We are honored by your presence, Kale. The words tasted like ash. He laughed again, not noticing, or not caring. Truth be told, I hated this. I hated him. I hated this because it reminded me of the last betrayal. Years ago, my pack was nearly destroyed. Why? Because I trusted. I trusted an advisor, a man I called brother, and he sold us out for nothing. My father died. My pack shattered. I rebuilt it. I rebuilt it on one rule. Trust no one. Trust only the scent. Scent never lies. People always lie. Kyle moved on, blissfully ignorant of the predator watching him. My jaw ached from clenching it. This whole night was a razor's edge. I needed this alliance. My pack's survival depended on it, but I felt it deep in my bones. Something was wrong. This was too easy. Too fragile. A growl rumbled low in my chest. I swallowed it. Control. I scanned the hall again. My eyes found him. Marcus. My beta. The one man I allowed myself to trust. He stood by the far entrance, a shadow in the torchlight. Solid. Dependable. He saw me looking. And he gave a small, sharp nod. All clear. My shoulders didn't relax. Not really. But I nodded back. I needed this night to end. I just needed to survive it. Chapter 2. Moments later, I found him. The private solar away from the noise was a relief. The air was cool, it smelled like old books and beeswax. Marcus, he turned. Alpha. Marcus wasn't like Kale. He wasn't loud. He was quiet. Smart. He saw everything. And his loyalty was absolute. I could smell it on him. Clean. Sharp. True. Report, I said, skipping the pleasantries. My goal was simple. Get the facts. Confirm my control. Everything is stable, Marcus said. His voice was calm. Always calm. The perimeter is secure. My best men are on the walls. And the delegates? Marcus paused. Just for a second. The rival guards, Kale's guards, they're tense, he said. I leaned forward. Tense how? Like they're expecting something. Not guarding. Waiting. A cold, sharp feeling went through me. Validation. See? The paranoia wasn't in my head. It was real. And, Marcus continued, to make things worse, there are whispers. Whispers. In the servants' tunnels. Talk of a surprise tonight. Probably just gossip Alpha. Humans, you know. I shook my head. No, it's not just gossip. It was a thread, and I needed to pull it. Triple the patrol on the northern perimeter, I ordered. I want... Bam! The solar door slammed open. A guard, one of Marcus's men, stood there. He was panting, his face pale as bone. His scent flooded the room. Pure, undiluted terror. Marcus went for his knife. What is it? The guard looked at me, his eyes wide. He swallowed. Alpha. Speak! I roared. It's the visiting Alpha, Alpha Kale. My blood went cold. What about him? The guard's voice trembled. He's gone. Silence. Just for a second. Then, Alpha, there's been an incident. At the northern perimeter. He's gone. Chapter 3. I didn't run. I hunted. The forest air was cold. It ripped at my lungs. The path was dark, wet leaves plastered to the mud. I barely saw it. I smelled it. Sharp with pine and blood. So much blood. Alpha, this way. Marcus was at my side. His men and my elite fanned out around us. The sound shouting a woman's terrified cry. We burst into a small clearing. And my world stopped. It was a mess. Branches snapped. The ground was torn up from a struggle. And the smell. Kyle's blood. Coppery. Thick. Everywhere. My first thought. It's a coup. My second thought. It's the last betrayal all over again. Rage, pure cold and white hot flooded me. It was a trap. It was a coup. It was my fault. I had let this happen. Again. Where is he? I roared. We don't know, Alpha. A guard stammered. And then I saw her. My guards, two of my biggest warriors, were holding her. A human. A servant. She was small, pathetic, drenched in mud, and drenched in Kale's blood. Her eyes were huge, terrified. A human? I snarled. The insult was staggering. They sent a nobody to kill an Alpha, to start a war. My trauma was screaming. This is the trap. She's the assassin. My goal was simple. Break her. Get the names, end her. I stormed forward. I grabbed her by the front of her thin servant's tunic. I lifted her right off the ground. She weighed nothing. Who sent you? I growled in human voice. She just choked. Who? I needed the scent. The proof. I was going to read her guilt and then I was going to snap her neck. I pulled her close. I inhaled. And my world shattered. It hit me like a physical blow. I staggered back, dropping her. No, no, that's impossible. I smelled it. Clear as day. Treason. Kyle's blood. Gallons of it. Death. Violence. It was caked on her. A reek so powerful. But then, underneath it, woven through it, something impossible. Something that shouldn't be there. A scent so pure, so overwhelmingly innocent, it made my head spin. It smelled like fresh rain, like clean earth, like home, treason, and innocence, both, at the same time. She smelled of death. She smelled of life. She smelled impossible. My infallible sense. My gift. It broke. I stared at the girl, this human huddled on the ground. My head was spinning. What is this? Chapter 4. I stared at her. My breath. Gone. My guards were silent. Waiting. I could feel their eyes on my back. Treason. Innocence. Treason. Innocence. The two scents warred in my head. It was. Wrong. It was. Impossible. My gift. My senses. Had never. Ever. Been wrong. It was the one thing in this damned world I trusted. And this. This human. This is nothing. I just broke it. Get her up. I snarled. My voice sounded strange. Distant. The guards hauled her from the mud. She didn't fight. She just trembled. Take her to the holding cell alone. Marcus, my beta, looked at me. A question in his eyes. I ignored it. I turned. I stalked back to the stronghold. I didn't just walk. I fled. I fled the scent. Moments later, I was watching her. The holding cell was small. Stone. Cold. Just a single torch burning in the hall. The heavy iron door slammed shut, and the sound was final. Now. It was just me, and her, and the impossible smell. She huddled in the corner, as far from me as she could get. She was trying to make herself small. She looked like a mouse. A mouse drenched in the blood of a wolf. Who sent you? I asked. My voice was quiet now. Cold. She flinched. I, she whispered. Her voice, it was like dry leaves. I don't know. Don't lie to me. I stepped forward. The scent, her scent, hit me again. Innocence. It was so strong. It made my head spin. It felt like vertigo, which meant one of them was a lie. the innocence, or treason. It has to be the innocence, my mind screamed. The blood is proof. This other smell, it's a trick. It has to be. Maybe it was fate, that she was the one to use it against me. A new kind of magic, a new poison. I crouched down, right in front of her. She pressed back against the stone. Her eyes squeezed shut. She was terrified. I could smell that too. But then, where was the guilt? Where was the hate? The pride of an assassin? There was nothing. Just terror and innocence. My wolf, my instinct, was split in two. One half screamed, "She's the enemy. A trick. End it." The other half just whined, confused. It wanted to protect. The contradiction, it made me furious. "Look at me," I commanded. Slowly, she opened her eyes. They were just brown, humans, full of tears. "Tell me who sent you." She shook her head, a tiny jerking motion. "No one." "Tell me," I roared, my voice cracking with the strain. I needed her to lie. I needed to smell the lie. Because if she was lying, my world still made sense. If she wasn't, then nothing did. She flinched, so hard, she hit her head on the stone wall. A small sob tore out of her. I didn't kill him, she whispered, the words broken. I tried to help. And as if the words unlocked it, the scent of innocence, it flared, it washed over me, pushing back the blood, pushing back the treason. It was so pure, it burned. I recoiled. I actually fell back. No, impossible. Chapter 5. Before I could move, before I could even breathe, the iron door scraped open. Light from the hallway torch spilled in. I looked up. My heart hammering. Marcus, my beta. Thank the gods. He stood in the doorway, his face as a mask of stone. He looked at me, crouched on the floor. He looked at the sobbing human girl, and his eyes narrowed. "Alpha?" His voice was low. I got to my feet. I brushed myself off. Control. I was not the one losing his mind. She was the liar. "She's resistant," I said. It sounded weak. Marcus didn't look at her. He looked at me. "We found this at the ambush site," he said. He held up a cloak, a small, human-sized cloak, caked in mud, and he held up a small, leather pouch. He tossed it onto the stone floor. It clinked. The sound was so loud in the small room. Gold coins spilled out, and no, I saw the mark, stamped on the gold, the sigil of Alpha Kyle, proof, a wave of pure relief washed over me. I almost laughed. This, I understood. This was logic. This was evidence. This was proof that my senses were being tricked. The blood, the gold, the cloak. It was a perfect frame-up. She was a hired killer, an assassin. That's why she smelled wrong. It was a spell, a new weapon, a scent of contradiction. My paranoia, my trauma. It latched onto this. It welcomed it. This was the easy path, the path that made sense, the path that let me stay in control. "A human assassin," I said. My voice is hard again. A new low for Kale's enemies. Or for Kale himself, Marcus said, quietly. I looked at him. What? Maybe he faked his own death? Use this human to start a war? To make us look guilty? My head spun. He was right. To make things worse, the possibilities were endless. But they all pointed to her. She was the key. She was the weapon. I looked at the girl, Lena. She was staring at the gold, her face blank with shock. "It doesn't matter who," I said. "She is the proof." Marcus nodded. Slowly, he looked tired. "Alpha," he said. His voice was heavy. "The delegation from Kale's pack, they're here. They heard about the ambush." My blood went cold. "They are demanding justice," Marcus said. He stepped into the cell,
He looked down at the human girl. His face was hard. We must execute her, publicly. What? It's the only way, Rhys, he said, using my name. He never used my name. It's the only way to show the rival pack that we were not involved. He met my eyes. It's the only way to prevent a war.
Chapter 6. War. The word, it just hung in the air. War. Everything. I had it rebuilt. Everything. My father died. It could all turn to ash. Because of her. Marcus was right. The logic, it was unbeatable. Execute one human servant, or risk the lives of thousands. My pack, my people. It wasn't a choice. It was a duty. The last betrayal. It flashed in my mind. I saw my father bleeding out. I saw the traitor, the one I called brother. I saw him laughing because I was weak, because I trusted. I would not make that mistake again. My jaw set. I looked at the girl. She was just staring at the gold. That's, she whispered, that's not mine. Silence, I barked. I turned to Marcus. You're right, it's the only one. I stopped. Why did I stop? I looked back at her. She wasn't looking at me. She wasn't crying anymore. She was just staring at the cloak and her scent. That damned scent, innocence. It was still there. It was quiet, but it was fighting. The smell of blood. It was fighting. The smell of the lie. My trauma was screaming at me. Kill her! It's a trap! This is the trap! My logic, I was screaming. Kill her! It's for the pack! It's to stop the war! But then, my instinct, that deep animal, part of me, the part, that knew, it's just whispered. No, wrong. I looked at Marcus. His face was set, waiting. He believed it. He trusted the logic. Why don't I? At that moment, I hated her. I hated her because she had broken my certainty. She had broken my world. No, I said. The word just came out. Marcus, I froze. Alpha? I said, no. I turned all the way to face him. You want me to kill her now. Rhys, the delegation. The delegation can wait, I roared. I pointed at the girl. This is a trick. This is magic. This is new. And I am going to understand it before I kill the only person who knows what it is. It was a lie. No, it wasn't. I didn't know what it was, but deep down, I knew the truth. I couldn't kill her. Not yet. My wolf wouldn't let me. Marcus just stared at me. He looked shocked. I had never defied his logic. I had never been irrational. Alpha, this is unwise, he said, his voice tight. It's my decision, I snarled. I looked at the girl. She was looking at me, not with terror, with confusion, as if she couldn't understand me either. I turned to the guards at the door. Take her to the tower. Silence. Even the guards looked shocked. The tower, not the executioner's block. The tower was my private prison for high value targets for interrogation. Marcus opened his mouth. He looked angry before either could speak. Now, I commanded. The guards jumped. They grabbed the girl. They hauled her out of the cell. I was alone with Marcus. The cell felt empty, but her scent, it lingered, innocence. Marcus just looked at me. You have just made a terrible mistake, Rhys. He turned and he left. I stood in the cold, dark cell alone with my doubt. The political clock was ticking, and I had just chosen confusion over control. What have I done? Chapter 7. That night the tower was cold. The cell was high up, just stone. One high barred window, and the only light was the cold moonlight. But the room wasn't empty. The tower, it smelled like her, the cold stone, the dust. It just amplified her scent. Innocence. Rain. Earth. It was claustrophobic. It was maddening. She was in the corner, huddled, again. My goal was simple, break her. The alliance and the war was all on my shoulders. I had to make her talk. "I am the alpha of this pack," I said. My voice echoed, too loud. She flinched. "You will answer me." I used my authority, the power in my voice, the command that no one defies. Any wolf would be on their knees. Any human would be sobbing. She just pressed harder into the stone. She trembled, but her scent. It didn't change. It didn't break. It just pushed back. Innocence. 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 My tactics, my power. It all just slid right off that scent. I paced, back and forth. The cell was too small. I felt trapped. With her. "This magic you're using," I snarled. "It won't save you. Who gave it to you?" She looked up. Her face was streaked with dirt and tears. "Magic?" she whispered. She looked lost. I don't know what you're on. "Stop lying," I roared. I slammed my fist against the stone wall. The sound was cracking. She screamed, a thin, terrified sound. "Good. Fear. I can work with fear." I stalked closer. I leaned down. My shadow covered her. "Who are you?" I growled. I was furious, because I was failing. She looked up at me. Her eyes were swimming. "Nobody," she whispered. Silence. Just the whistling of the wind outside the window. Nobody. And I hated it. I hated her. I hated myself. Because deep down in that traitorous part of my soul, I believed her. Chapter 8. I stumbled back. I needed air. I needed this to make sense. This wasn't working. My power was useless. So I left. I went and I got the proof. The logic. The evidence that Marcus had found. I stormed back into the cell. She looked startled. I didn't say anything. I threw the pouch of gold and the cloak. I threw them at her feet. It clattered on the stone. Loud. The gold coins they spilled, rolling across the dirty floor. "Tell me, assassin," I snarled. "What did they pay you?" I needed a reaction, a flinch, a scent of guilt, anything. But she didn't cower. She just looked. She stared at the gold. Then she stared at the cloak. Her face was pinched, confused. She crawled forward. Just a little. She reached out a shaking finger and she touched the cloak. "The cloak," she whispered. "I am what?" I snapped. She looked up at me. Her eyes, they weren't terrified anymore. They were thinking. "It's clean." "What?" The ambush," she said, her voice is stronger. "It was by the river. There was mud, everywhere." She looked back at the cloak. That cloak. It has never seen mud. In the span of a breath, I froze. My mind, it raced back to the clearing. The smell of wet earth. The blood. The mud sucking at my own boots. The mud that was still on her face. I looked at the cloak on the floor. It was pristine. She was right. It wasn't evidence. It was a prop. A lie. A stupid, obvious lie. And I had missed it. My pack, my beta, we had all missed it. Why? Because I wanted to believe the other lie. Because I needed her to be guilty. Chapter 9. As the silence stretched, my anger. It didn't pop. It just deflated, like a lung punctured. I looked at the gold. A lie. I looked at the cloak. A lie. I looked at her. The scent of contradiction, treason, and innocence. Maybe I thought, maybe one of them wasn't a contradiction. Maybe one was the truth and one was a lie. I didn't realize I had moved. Until I was sitting. Not on the bench, on the floor. The cold stone seeped through my clothes. I just sat across from her. The bars of moonlight, they slanted between us. I just watched her. My interrogation was over. It was a failure. My goal, it shifted. It wasn't prove her guilt anymore. It was what actually happened. I took a breath. The air was full of her innocence, and for the first time it didn't make me angry. It just made me tired. "Tell me," I said. My voice was quiet. No alpha command. No growl. Just a voice. "Tell me what you saw." She looked at me. A long time. And then she talked. It wasn't a confession.
It was a story. Just walking back from the kitchens. Heard shouting, growls, the smell of blood. She hid. She saw shadows, fighting. She saw Alpha Kale go down. She waited until the attackers left. She went to him. I tried to stop the bleeding. It was simple. I was terrified. And it fits. It fit the scene better than the gold. Better than the clean, stupid cloak, which meant, my beta, the one man I trust. His narrative was cracking, before either could speak clang. The heavy sound of the iron bar on the outside of the door being lifted. My head snapped up. Light from the hallway flooded in. A shadow filled the doorway. Marcus. My beta stood there. His face, it was furious, pure ice. He didn't look at me sitting on the floor. He looked at her. The rival pack's delegation, he snarled, is here. My blood went cold. And they are demanding her head. He paused. Now. Chapter 10, The Council Room. It was too bright. The torches burned my eyes. I stood at the head of the great table, trapped. On one side, the rival delegation. Their faces were stone, their sense, fury, and grief. On the other side is my own council. And at their head, Marcus, my beta. His arms were crossed, his scent was cold. Righteous. He had cornered me. Alpha Reese, the rival emissary and old wolf, hissed the words. We have waited. We demand justice. You will have justice, I said. The words felt hollow. But the truth must come first. A scoff from my own side. It was Marcus. Alpha, he said, his voice was loud, ringing in the hall, for everyone to hear. The truth is simple. An assassin was found, covered in Alpha Kale's blood, paid with Alpha Kale's gold. And you have hidden her. My head snapped toward him. Hidden? I am interrogating her, I growled. Are you? Marcus asked, his voice slid like ice. Or are you protecting her? The silence. It was deafening, my own counsel. They looked at me. Their eyes are full of doubt. This was the last betrayal. All over again. The walls are closing in. The whispers. The doubt. My own pack, turning against me. Because I was being irrational. Because I hesitated. Your hesitation, Marcus said as if he could read my mind, makes us look weak. He then turned to the rivals. It makes us look complicit. Gasps. He had done it. He had publicly challenged me. He had sided with them against me. My loyalty to my pack, stop the war, was at war with my intuition, she is innocent. And I was losing. I felt sick. I will give my answer, I forced the words out, by morning. Alpha, Marcus started by morning. I roared. The power in my voice slammed them all into silence. I didn't wait. I didn't look at any of them. I stormed out. My heart is hammering. I was losing control. I was losing my pack. I had to end this. I had to see her. Chapter 11. The Tower. The door, I slammed it open. It crashed against the stone. She screamed, scrambling back into the corner. Good. I was filled with rage. I was torn, desperate. I stalked into the cell. What did you do to me? I snarled. What is this magic? She was shaking her head, crying. I don't know. Lies! I grabbed her. My hand, it closed around her shoulder. She was so small, fragile. I hauled her up, forcing her to her feet. You are tearing my pack apart, I roared right in her face. Tell me the truth. I wasn't interrogating. I was begging. I was pleading for an answer. Anything to make the world make sense again. She sobbed, a broken sound. I told you. My rage, it broke. I was lost. I was failing. My wolf, it was howling in confusion and pain. In the quiet that followed, I just held her there. My face is buried in her hair. I inhaled, deeply, desperately, trying to find the lie. I smelled blood, treason. I smelled her, innocence. And then I smelled something else. Wait. What is that? It was faint. So faint. Hidden under the blood, ground into her skin, from the struggle. A third scent. Not hers. Not Kyle's. A scent I knew. I knew it better than my own. Ashwood and steel. No. My blood, it didn't just run cold. It stopped. Ashwood and steel. The custom scent of the soap used only by my warrior elite. The personal scent of one man. The scent of my beta. Marcus, no, 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 no. I stumbled back. I let go of her. She fell to the floor. I didn't see her. My world, it just tilted. Ashwood and steel. It wasn't a new betrayal. It was the last betrayal, happening right now. The proof, the cloak, the gold, the lies, the pressure, the public accusation. It was him. It was Marcus. He was a traitor. Oh, gods. He was the traitor. Chapter 12. I left the cell. I don't remember walking. I was just out. The hallway. The stronghold. My home. It was different. Everything was different. The torchlight, it made shadows that looked like knives. I saw a guard. My guard. He nodded. Alpha. I looked at him. And all I could smell was Ashwood. Is he in on it? I kept walking. My paranoia, it was back. But it wasn't confusing anymore. It was white hot. It was razor sharp. It wasn't, is the human lying? It was, my beta betrayed me. Who else? My entire warrior elite, his men, the men I trusted, my council, the ones who doubted me. I leaned against the stone wall. My legs, they were shaking. The scent of contradiction. It wasn't a contradiction. My senses had never failed. They told me the truth from the start. Treason, Marcus's scent on her from the attack. And innocence, her core nature. It wasn't magic, it was a fact. And I had missed it, because I was blinded by my past. I could trust no one. No one except her. My head snapped up. Lena. She wasn't the problem, she wasn't the assassin. She was the only one who saw it. She was the only one who could prove it. She was the only person in this entire damned stronghold who was innocent. And oh gods. Marcus needs her dead. He needs her silenced. He knows I'm hesitating. He knows I'm doubting. He won't wait for the morning. He will kill her. Now. I pushed off the wall. I didn't walk. I ran. Chapter 13. I ran. Down the cold stone halls. Ashwood and steel. The words just echoed. Ashwood, steel, Marcus, traitor. My whole life, my whole pack was built on one man's loyalty. And it was all a lie. The tower door. I didn't knock. I slammed it open. Clang! She screamed, scrambled back into the corner, expecting the monster, expecting the interrogator. But then I didn't yell, I didn't growl. I just looked at her. And all I could see was the only person I could trust. My goal, it wasn't information, it was survival. Ours. I had a water skin and a hunk of bread. I grabbed them without thinking. Her body moved on instinct, no. My body, I threw them at her. Gently. They landed on the straw. She just stared at them, then at me. Confusion. Eat, I said. My voice was hoarse. I scrubbed my hands over my face. I was shaking. Me, the alpha. You were right, I whispered. She froze. The cloak, I said louder. It was clean. It was a lie. I was a fool. I looked up. My eyes, they locked with hers. He betrayed me, I said. And he framed you. She didn't speak. She just watched me. Like a frightened animal that didn't know why the trap had missed. I knelt. On the floor. Just like before. But this time I wasn't lost. I was found. I need you to tell me everything, I said. My voice was urgent. Desperate. Not just what you saw. I need to know what did you smell. This was it. My point of no return. I was conspiring with my prisoner against my second in command. She swallowed. Her throat was dry. She grabbed the water skin, drank, deeply. Then she spoke. Her voice was shaking. I don't know scents like you do. Try, I urged. It was cold, she whispered, like metal, and sharp, like smoke from a fireplace. My heart, it stopped. Ash, I breathed. She nodded. Yes, ash, and steel. Like the warriors in the courtyard. Confirmation. It hit me like a physical blow. He was there. He attacked Kyle. He smeared his scent all over her when he ran, and I was the idiot who locked her up for proving it. We have to. Clang. The sound. The bar on the outside lifting. My blood, I froze. No. He's here. Chapter 14. The moment their eyes locked, no. The door, it creaked open. Marcus. He stood there, filling the doorway. A shadow against the torchlight of the hall. His face was calm. Too calm. He looked at me kneeling on the floor. He looked at the bread and the water skin in her hands. And just like that, I knew he knew. He knew I had figured it out. The air, it thickened. It cracked. Alpha, he said, his voice smooth, like honey over poison. Still at it? I rose, slowly, forcing my muscles to unclench. Don't show him. Don't let him see. He was testing me. She is difficult, I said. My own voice, I barely recognized it. It was cold, lifeless. Marcus smiled. It wasn't a real smile. It was all teeth. A wolf's smile. Yes, he agreed. So difficult. You look tired, Rhys. My name. Again. The disrespect. The challenge. His scent, it rolled off him. Ash and steel. And challenge. Pure alpha challenge. He was daring me. To make things worse, he stepped into the cell. I was thinking, he said casually. You have been at this for hours. You must be exhausted. He walked past me, looked down at Lena. She crawled back into the shadows. Smart girl. So, he said, turning back to me, I have sent two of my most trusted guards up to the tower. No. My heart stopped. They will assist you, he said. Assist. His men. The conspirators. He wasn't sending them to assist. He was sending them to kill her. To kill her and report that she attacked me and I was forced to kill her. It was a trap. A perfect public trap. I couldn't fight them, because that would prove I was protecting her. And if I let them in, she died. I was checked. My fury, it was so cold it burned. I looked at Marcus. The man I loved like a brother. And I smiled. A smile just like him. Good, I said. My voice is hoarse. We need this finished. Marcus's smile widened. He thought he had won. They should be here any moment, he said. He clapped my shoulder. Hard. Like Kale did. Before he disappeared. I will see you when it's done. He turned. He walked out. And the door slammed shut. Leaving me alone with her. And the sound of boots climbing the tower stairs. Thump, thump, thump now. I had to move now. Chapter 15. The moment the door shut, I lunged. Not at the door. At her. I grabbed her arm. Hard. She cried out. What? No. Shut. Up. I hissed. And run. Thump. 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 The boots, they were closer. Just outside the door. Where we can't. I ignored her. I dragged her to the back wall. The wall that looked like solid stone. They were at the door. I heard the sound of the bar lifting again. I slammed my palm against a stone. A specific one. Grind. The sound of stone on stone. A crack of blackness opened in the wall. A servant's tunnel. The irony, it burned. The tunnels I used to watch my servants. Now I was using them to save one. The cell door creaked open. Go! I roared. I shoved her into the darkness. She stumbled. Fell. I jumped in after her. Hey! A shout. From behind us, they saw us. I grabbed the lever on the inside and pulled. Slam! The stone slammed shut, plunging us into total blackness. Bang, bang, bang! They were pounding on the other side. But then it was solid stone. It wouldn't open from that side. Not without an alpha's strength. We were safe. For now. Silence. Just darkness. The smell of dust and damp and fear. Her fear. I heard her breathing, fast, panicked, sobbing. Where are we? She whispered. In the walls, I said. My own voice shaking, adrenaline. We had to move. Get up, I said. I grabbed her hand. It was small, cold. I pulled her through the darkness. I knew these tunnels. Every twist. Every turn. We ran. Thump, 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 our own footsteps echoing. Finally a door. I pushed it open. quietly. Light moonlight spilled in. We stumbled out, into my own bedchambers, the safest, the most secure, the most sacred place in the entire stronghold. I slammed the door. It was thick oak. I threw the massive iron bar across it. Thud. Silence. We were safe. We were trapped. Together. She slid down the wall, gasping for breath. I leaned against the door, my heart hammering against my ribs. I looked around my own room. It wasn't a sanctuary anymore. The stronghold, it wasn't mine. It was his. It was the enemy's. Chapter 16. Before the silence could settle. Bam! The door, the barred door, shuddered. Lena screamed, bam, bam, bam! Someone was pounding, using a ram. Rice! That voice. No. Marcus. Reese, open this door, he roared. The rival pack is moving. They attack the gates. We must convene the council. Lies. A pretext. A lie. My blood froze. He knew. He knew I was in here. He knew I had run. He wasn't here to warn me. He was here to finish this. I looked at Lena. She was paper white. He's lying, I whispered. Crack. The wood of the door splintered. He knows you're in here with me, I said. My voice is flat. We were trapped. I looked around. My room. No other way out. This was it. Crash. The bar snapped. The door exploded open. Silence. Marcus stood there. He wasn't sweating. He didn't panic. Behind him, his guards. My elite. Their faces are cold. Their scent. Ashwood and steel. Marcus slowly lowered the ram. His eyes scanned the room. They passed over me. And they landed on Lena, cowering by the wall. And he smiled. A slow, cold, victorious smile. The game was over. So, he breathed. His voice soft. But he pitched it so everyone in the hall could hear. It's true. He pointed at me. He looked at his guards. Our Alpha has taken the human assassin as his whore. The word slammed into me. Worse than the ram. He has betrayed us. Before I could move, seize him, Marcus ordered. They moved. Fast. I roared. I fought, my wolf exploding with fury. I tossed one guard into the wall. Crack. I lunged for Marcus, but then three more were on me. Fists. Claws. I was strong, but I was outnumbered. They dragged me down. Onto my knees. In my own room. Marcus, I just watched. He walked over, crouched in front of me. His scent, ashwood and steel and victory, it choked me. It's over, Reese. He smiled. You let a human break you. He stood. Take him to the Great Hall. Chapter 17. I was dragged. Through my own halls. Past my people, servants, guards, council members. They stared, their faces shocked, horrified, confused. Their sense fear, doubt. They saw their Alpha bound, beaten, dragged like a criminal. My pride, it shattered. They threw me onto the stone floor of the Great Hall, the same hall where I stood in control just hours ago. I looked up, and my stomach twisted. Marcus, he was sitting in my Alpha seat, on the dais, looking down at me. Council elders, Marcus said, his voice booming, full of false grief. It is worse than we feared. He spun the tale, his words. They were perfect, logical. Smooth. He told them Reese was corrupted, maddened by the human's magic. The scent of contradiction my own words used against me. He told them I hid the assassin. I broke the alliance. I lied to the council. He is unfit to rule. No! I roared. I fought against the guards. He is the traitor. I pointed a shaking hand at Marcus. He smells of ashwood and steel. He was at the ambush. Silence. The council just stared at me, like I was insane. And then Marcus laughed, a soft, sad, pitying laugh. Of course I do, Alpha, he said gently. I am the head of your warrior elite. He gestured to the guards holding me, my finest men. All my men smell of ashwood and steel, he smiled, that sad, broken smile. It is the scent of loyalty. No, no, he twisted it. He used my own proof against me. He hid in plain sight. I looked at the elders. I saw it in their eyes. They believed him. My paranoia, my rage, my words, they just sounded like the ravings of a madman. I was beaten. He had won. "We must vote," Marcus said solemnly, "to strip him of his authority. Pending investigation, of course." I watched as every single hand went up. My pack, my council, gone. "Take him away," Marcus whispered, and they dragged me out. Chapter 18. Thud. The sound of my body, the stone floor. I gasped. The air knocked out of me. Clang. The sound of the iron door slamming shut. Scrape. The sound of the heavy bar dropping into place. Silence. Cold. Dark. I knew this smell. Dust. Straw. And her. Rain and earth and innocence. Faint. Lingering. I was in her cell. The same tower dungeon where I had locked her. I just lay there. Empty. I was stripped. Stripped of my power. Stripped of my pack. Stripped of my authority. My trauma, it wasn't a memory anymore. It was real. It was now. My misbelief trust is a fatal liability. It was true. I trusted no one. And I was right. But then I trusted one person. Marcus. And it destroyed me. And then I trusted another. Lena. And it destroyed both of us. Lena. Oh gods, where is she? She is his prisoner. He will kill her, and I am here, powerless. I have failed. I failed my pack. I failed her. I am exactly what my trauma always told me I would be. A failure. I closed my eyes. And for the first time since my father died, I let the darkness win.
Chapter 19, Cold. The floor was cold. It smelled wrong. Not like the tower. The tower smelled like dust and him. This smelled like old potatoes and damp. I was in a root cellar, a storeroom, dark. I curled myself smaller. My hands were tied. The rope it bit into my wrists. It was a lie, all of it. His whole act, the kindness, the water skin, the fear in his eyes. He has taken the human assassin as his whore. Marcus's voice, it echoed in my head. So that's all I was. My chest, it ached. A cold, hollow pain. I thought I actually believed he believed me. Fool. He was just using me. To hide. To run. He was a traitor. Marcus was right. Reese was the monster. I failed. I trusted him. And now I was going to die in a potato cellar. Tears, they burned. Hot on my cold cheeks. I refused to cry. I wouldn't. But then I heard voices. Outside the heavy door. Muffled. Angry. "Can't just kill her," one voice said. Young. Scared. "Why not?" A second voice. Cold. Hard. My blood froze. That second voice. It wasn't Marcus. It was one of the guards. The Ashwood and Steel guards. "Beta Marcus said we have to wait for public execution," the young voice pleaded. "Execution?" "Marcus is busy becoming the Alpha," the cold voice snarled. "He wants this loose end cleaned up before the council asks her any more questions." Wait. My thoughts spun. Loose end? But Alpha Reese, he said. "Reese is a traitor," the cold voice snapped. "He sided with the human. Marcus was right to finally stop him." No. Wait. I stopped breathing. My mind raced. Lena, think, think. If Reese was the traitor with me, why would they need to kill me to stop me from talking? Unless I wasn't his partner, I was his proof. Oh gods. The cloak. It was clean. The scent. Ashwood and steel. Reese wasn't the monster. He wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. Marcus is the traitor. And Reese. He believed me. He protected me. And he lost everything because of it. He failed to save me. But I failed to trust him. No. No more. I am not insignificant. I am not powerless. I am the only one who knows. I have to get out.
Chapter 20. I was spiraling. In the dark. Failure. Failure, failure. I failed her. I closed my eyes, but then I smelled it. Her scent. Innocence. It clung to the cold stone. I focused on it. breathed it in. It was the only thing that was real. Wait, my senses, treason and innocence. They weren't wrong. I was wrong. I let my trauma, my fear of the last betrayal, I let it choose which scent to believe. The treason. It was loud. It was familiar. It confirmed all my fears. But the innocence. It was quiet, but it was always there. It was the truth. My senses weren't my enemy. My fear was. The core question. When my sense betrays me, what is left to trust? The answer was me. Not my paranoid instincts, my intuition. The part of me that knew she was innocent from the start. A new cold resolve flooded me. I was not a failure. I was not a victim. I was an alpha. And I was going to act. Squeak. A tiny sound. My head snapped up. Outside the cell door, a key. Scraping in the lock. The bar lifted. The door creaked open. Just a crack. A young guard stood there, terrified, his scent fear and milk. He was new. He wasn't Ashwood and Steel. He looked at me, swallowed. He slid a key through the crack. It clattered on the stone. Alpha, he whispered, the beta. He's going to execute the human, now, in the Great Hall, to cement his rule. The boy was shaking. He smells wrong, Alpha. He closed the door, slammed the bar back into place, to make it look like nothing happened. I looked at the key. My spark. My chance. I am coming, Lena.
Chapter 21. Think. 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 I had to get out. I heard the guards outside muttering. They were waiting. Waiting for the order to kill me. Or waiting to take me to the Great Hall. Either way, I died. I looked around. Darkness. The smell of potatoes. Dirt. Damp. I wiggled my wrists. The rope, it was thick. Too tight. I can't break it. But maybe I rolled onto my stomach. My hands tied behind my back. I felt around in the dark. Dirt, straw, wood. A crate. A broken crate. The wood was split. Sharp. Yes. I shuffled backwards. My heart pounding so loud I thought they would hear. I found it. The sharp edge of broken wood. I pressed my ropes against it. And I sawed. Back and forth. Back and forth. It was slow. Agonizing. The wood scraped my skin. Splinters. I didn't care. Keep going. Think of Reese. He lost everything for you. Saw. Saw. One strand snapped. Yes. Keep going. I heard footsteps. Outside. Louder. Coming closer. Okay, the cold voice said. It's time. The beta summons her. No, not yet. I pulled, hard, ripping my skin. Snap! The rope gave way. My hands were free. Clang! The bar on the door lifted. No time. I didn't run for the door. Stupid. I scrambled into the darkest corner, behind a stack of potato sacks. I am insignificant. I am invisible. Use it. The door creaked open. Light blinded me. Two shadows filled the door. Get up, human. The cold voice snarled. Silence. Where is she? She was right there. They stepped into the cellar. Find her. She can't have gone far. They split up. One went left. One came right towards me. Don't breathe. Don't move. Be nothing. He was close. I could smell Ashwood. He kicked a crate, growled, and then he turned his back. Now. My body moved on instinct. I didn't run for the door. I ran at him. I grabbed a potato. No, a rock from the dirt floor. I slammed it with all my strength against the back of his knee. He roared. He buckled just for a second. It was all I needed. I bolted. Past him. Past the other guard. Hey! I dove out the open door. Into the hallway. And I ran. I ran like I never ran before. Towards the Great Hall. It's where he said it would happen. I don't know what I'm doing. But I have to stop this. Chapter 22. The key was cold in my hand. I unlocked the cell. I listened. Silence. I moved. Not towards the Great Hall. Stupid. I went down. Into the tunnels. The servants' tunnels. Her tunnels. I was not a paranoid ruler. I was a strategic warrior. And I was trusting her story. Completely. My goal not to fight my whole pack. My goal to find the one thing that proves everything. Marcus's plan only works if Alpha Kale is dead. But Lena said she saved him. I ran through the dark, the smell of damp and earth. I knew exactly where she found him. The northern perimeter, near the river. There is an old smuggler's cave, hidden by thorns. If she saved him, that's where he would be. I burst out of the tunnels, into the forest. The cold night air hit my face. Freedom. Alarm. Whoomp! The great horn of the stronghold. It sounded. They know I'm out. Marcus knows I'm free. He will speed up the execution. No time. I sprinted. Faster than I ever thought possible. The thorns. I ripped them aside. The cave. Dark. Wet. And the smell. Old blood. And pine. Kale. I dove into the dark. Alpha Kale! I hissed. A groan. From the back. Yes! I found him. He was alive. Barely. He was pale. Bleeding. A massive gash on his side. He looked at me. His eyes wide. He growled. Weakly. You! He choked. You came back to finish me, traitor. No! I snapped. I grabbed him, hauled him up. My beta did this! Marcus! I threw his arm over my shoulder. He roared in pain. He's executing the human who saved you! Kyle's eyes snapped to mine. Fire lit in them. The girl? Yes! Now move! We stumbled out of the cave. Shouts, torches, ashwood, and steel. They found us. There they are! We can't fight them, Kale gasped. We don't have to, I growled. We just have to get to the hall. I supported the wounded Alpha, and together we ran for our lives, towards the showdown. We burst through the trees. The great hall doors were open. Light spilled out. We heard Marcus's voice. For her crimes against this alliance, the sentence is death. No, I roared. We burst through the doors, just as Marcus raised his silver sword above Lena's head. Chapter 23. The sword. It stopped, millimeters from my neck, hanging in the air. My breath caught. No! That voice, I knew that voice. My head snapped up. Time stood still. The door. Reese. He was alive. Alive. He was dirty, bloody, but he was alive, and he was holding No. It can't be. Alpha Kale, wounded, gasping. But alive. Her world tilted. He's alive. I was right. I told the truth. I looked at Marcus. His face. Oh, God's his face. It crumbled. It wasn't cold anymore. It was a shock. Pure animal panic. His plan, it just shattered. A fake, Marcus screamed, his voice cracking. A trick. She's a witch. She did this. And then he moved. He didn't run at Reese. He lunged at me, the loose end. Die! He roared. I squeezed my eyes shut, but then, wham! A blur of black and fury. Reese. He slammed into Marcus, like a freight train. Chaos. The whole hall exploded, shouting, steel, claws. Ashwood guards lunged at Reese, but then Kale roared. And his own guards jumped into the fight. It was a war. Right here. I crawled backwards. My eyes never left him. Reese. He wasn't a king. He wasn't a jailer. He was a storm. He moved with purpose, cold, clear, furious. He wasn't paranoid anymore, he was certain. He fought his way through his own men, straight for Marcus. Marcus tried to fight back, but he panicked, sloppy. Reese, I was focused. He slammed Marcus down onto the stone floor. Thud, silence, it was over. You have no proof, Marcus choked, spitting blood. She's a liar. It's his word against mine. I watched Reese. He was breathing hard, his knuckles white. He didn't look at Marcus. Slowly, he turned, and his eyes found mine. Across the entire hall, he looked at me, and he walked, past the council, past the guards, past the bloody mess. He walked straight to me. He stopped, right in front of me, in front of everyone. And then he knelt, down on one knee. So we were level. My breath caught. He leaned in, he closed his eyes, and he breathed me in, my scent. As the silence roared, he opened his eyes. He looked right into my soul. Then he stood. He turned to the council. His voice was quiet, but it filled the world. My senses told me two things, treason and innocence. He pointed a bloody finger, not at me, at Marcus. The T, treason, was his. And then he looked back at me. His eyes, they weren't hard anymore, they were soft. The innocence is hers. He paused. I was a fool to trust my fear instead of the truth. He believed me. He said it. He saved me. Chapter 24. Silence. Then a groan. It was Alpha Kale. He speaks the truth, Kale gasped, holding his bleeding side. Marcus ambushed me, and that girl, everyone looked at me. Me. Nobody. That girl, Kale gasped, saved my life. I just shook. I couldn't move. It was real. It was over. I watched as if in a dream. Guards, not Ashwood guards, Reese's loyal guards, seized Marcus. They dragged him away, kicking and screaming. The other conspirators were rounded up. The war was over. Before it started. Alpha Kale walked to me. Me, huddled on the floor. He looked down at me. An alpha. I flinch. But he didn't growl. He nodded. Slowly. My pack, he gasped, owes you your life. I didn't know what to say. I just nodded. I was not insignificant. My eyes found Reese. He wasn't looking at Kale. He wasn't shouting orders. He was just watching me. His face, I was exhausted, relieved. He knew I was safe. He came back for me. Chapter 25. Days later, the sunlight. It was warm, not the cold moonlight of the tower. I was in a room, a real room, with soft blankets and a window. I was safe. I was healing. I wasn't a prisoner. I was a guest. The door opened, softly. Him, Reese. My heart, it didn't pound with fear. It just skipped. He was clean. He wasn't wearing armor. He looked calm. The paranoia, the anger, it was gone from his eyes. He just looked like Reese. Lena, he said. My name. It sounded soft. Alpha, I whispered. He shook his head. Just Reese. He walked to the window, looked out in the sun. I didn't know what to do. What now? He turned back to me, and he smiled. A real smile, not a wolf's smile. Hi. It's strange, he said, his voice low. I was tense. What is? Your scent, he said. He looked right at me. I can't read it at all anymore. My breath caught. Not treason, he said. Not innocence. He took a step closer. Just you. Just me. He stopped, right in front of me, and slowly he held out his hand. And for the first time, he whispered, "That doesn't scare me." I looked at his hand. Strong. Warm. The hand of the Alpha who tore his world apart for me. And I took it.